Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I need to detour back to a story that we talked about last segment with my sports reference, although I'm going to football. We had talked about Mark Sanchez, right?
Okay, so Phil, for those who have not heard, refresh the story.
So we were confused initially in the second segment of the first hour. You can go back and listen to it on podcast about what the heck happened with Mark Sanchez.
Right.
So I've done some more reading in the breaks because I'm now obsessed with this story. As it turns out, he just completely, allegedly, attacked this innocent grease truck driver.
67 years old.
That grease truck driver told police that he literally thought that Mark Sanchez was going to kill him, and that is why he started stabbing him.
Well, he sprayed him with pepper spray first.
Yeah, before Sanchez overtook him and stabbed the grease truck driver in his own cheek, cutting his tongue with his own knife. Mm-hmm. Sanchez is now facing level 5 felony charges, a couple of other misdemeanor charges. We're all still trying to piece together what happened. The entire altercation is on surveillance footage that police have in their hands. However, the update that I am bringing you now, the elderly, it says here elderly, not me, the elderly delivery driver has now filed suit against both Mark Sanchez and Fox Sports. This guy still has a hole in his cheek and has filed a lawsuit against Mark Sanchez and Fox Sports.
Why is he suing Fox Sports?
He was in Indianapolis because of his job.
And Fox Sports had something to do with that?
Well, when you file a lawsuit, you go after the turnip that has a lot of juice.
Of course, you go after the money.
Yeah. But he has now filed lawsuit, probably for damages, considering he has a hole in his cheek. Something tells me that Mark Sanchez is not going to be doing color commentary on Fox Sports
for
a while.
Something tells me that
allegedly
Mark Sanchez is going to be releasing a statement in the next few weeks that says, number one, or next few days, that this is not who I am. I'm going to rehab. I need to get a hold of the situation, and that's it. He is going to go to rehab so that this lawsuit goes bye-bye.
Well, I don't know if it's going to go bye-bye. He wants unspecified damages, and I'm sure that there's at minimum six zeros behind that first number.
Sure.
They're going to want to get it out of the discussion. That's for sure.
A story here from the New York Post. Artificial intelligence and automation could wipe out nearly 100 million jobs in the United States over the next decade, according to a report from the U.S. Senate. The analysis, ironically based on ChatGPT findings, found that the new tech could erase jobs from a wide range of fields, including white and blue-collar roles. AI, automation, and robotics could hit 40% of registered nurses, 47% of truck drivers, 64% of accountants, 65% of teaching assistants, and 89% of fast food workers.
I'm surprised that accountant number is that low, quite frankly.
Why?
Well, obviously there's a lot more to the accounting field than data entry, but any and all data entry jobs within the accounting field could be taken over by AI.
Here are the two that I find bizarre. 40% of registered nurses?
Probably analysis and medicine dispensing.
47% of truck drivers?
Automated trucks that we're seeing.
You're comfortable with that on the highway?
Well, no, but I don't think I'm going to have a choice. They're already running them 1,200 miles at a time in Texas to test them out, and I don't think there's been any catastrophic failures yet.
89% of fast food workers.
Yeah, I mean, that's inevitable.
Robotics.
Sorry. Yeah.
But robotics can't cook the burger.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, it can. Have you seen a McDonald's kitchen?
How are they going to get the fries in the little...
I was just about to say, the only thing a robot is not doing right now in a McDonald's kitchen is actively putting the food together. Everything else is completely automated. The length of the cook time for the patties, the length of the cook time for any breakfast item, the machine does
it. And AI can flip the burger? Can put the fries in the...
Well, the AI is just a computer program. So you've built the robotics and you've programmed it to run a certain way, and it will.
From the text line, truck driver here, it'll never happen. I genuinely pray that we never switch to self-driving trucks as the norm.
We're already at self-driving cars.
And we've seen what kind of cluster that is.
By the way, Tesla cars do not stop at railroad crossings. They do not recognize the bar when it comes down.
I had not heard that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, there are certain things that you just simply cannot replace. Now, us, we're so stupid that very easy to replace. Hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Michael Mackey joins us right after 4 o'clock here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.